This is the Carolina Outdoors. Available wherever podcasts are heard. Also at jessebrowns.com, on the hookup online, or early on a Saturday morning via WBT radio. If you are listening to us via podcast, please rate or review us. It helps other people join in and enjoy the Carolina outdoors. And DC Lucchese's right there. I'm Bill Barty. DC, I have a question to ask you.
And Margaret.
Close.
Oh, one of these days.
How far do you need to go outside of Mecklenburg to be rural?
Well, that's wide open, but I won't touch that one. But I have a sneaky suspicion that you will give me an answer that will surprise and delight.
Well, in fact, you don't have to go outside of Mecklenburg at all because as the city of Charlotte has become more and more urban, there is still a place in Huntersville called rural, Rural Hill, that is. And however it's called rural in this metro time that we live in this area, back when it was named, Charlotte wasn't a big city. We're going to bring on the executive director of Rural Hill, Jeff Thistle, and he's going to give us the lowdown of this special place that we have right in our own backyard, literally. Jeff, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
I appreciate you guys having me on today.
Well, listen, we try to show prep here on the Carolina Outdoors and try to do our studying, but Rural Hill is a bunch of different things, and a lot of people are new to this area, but a lot of people are from this area and don't know all of the things that there are to do, like going up to Rural Hill. Tell us about this place.
So we have a 265-acre nature preserve that is a historic farm and still a working farm, and is the historic home of the Davidson family dating back to 1765. And we do a bunch of different things all throughout the year to keep this property rural, as you said, and keep it as a working farm and, not another housing development. So we are doing things all year round. It varies. It's extremely different, but we've got this absolutely stunning piece of property that it'll make you feel like you drove two hours outside of Charlotte, but we're only about 20 minutes from uptown.
And all this came about from the Davidson family way back when, that you said, and these are a family that's part of Davidson College founding. They were also a part of the Mecklenburg Declaration of Independence signed back in May 20th, 1775. How important were the Davidsons to not only the purchase of that land way back when, but to the founding of what we know as this area?
Well, yeah, they were integral. They were one of the prominent families in the area and were for generations. John was a prominent citizen, and he was the patriarch of the family here in Mecklenburg County and was the signer of the MECDEC, like you referenced. And he had a plantation here that was maybe as many as 8,000 acres under his control, the largest in Mecklenburg County. His kids did very well, subsequently, even making money in real estate down in Charlotte and having homes in uptown and did a lot of different things throughout the community. And, they've been involved in the founding of Davidson College. And the town of Davidson as well is named for John's cousin, William Lee, who was killed in the Revolutionary War, and John is a Revolutionary War veteran as well. And so, yeah, we get to kind of showcase, preserve that legacy, and they lived on this property from 1765 until they sold it to Mecklenburg County in 1992, and we have been stewards of the property since 1994, and it is our job to maintain, upkeep, and just continue that legacy that they started and make sure that it is available to the citizens of our area and that we provide unique and educational opportunities year-round for people to recreate and come enjoy and learn as well.
Right, and I love the fact that there are things to do both, entertainment-wise and educational-wise. Tell me a little bit about some of the educational opportunities that go on there at Rural Hill, because I think it's a fascinating opportunity for folks to learn about what it was like.
Absolutely. You get a chance to kind of step back in time a little bit, and so especially on weekends where we have events. So this weekend with the Sheepdog Trials coming up, our recreation cabin will be open and staffed with docents. You can go in and they'll be dressed as it would have been for the late 1700s, and they'll tell you all about the different challenges and the pleasures of life too in that time, and you get a chance to kind of just step back, talk with them, learn about what life would have been like, what the challenges were with not having a a heater and light switches and television, and they'll show you how they're cooking over an open hearth or utilizing a beehive oven. We'll have a blacksmith on site that will be doing blacksmith demonstrations. And John himself, back in the 1760s, he was a blacksmith, and that's what his trade was. And so we represent that history. You learn exactly how the blacksmith would have worked, what his tools were, and you get to sit there and watch him make various products while he's there. And yeah, you can come out and do that. But we also do field trips. So a lot of times what most people know is for, of course, is being out here for events on the weekends. But we also do field trips. And a lot of those we do at low cost or no cost to the schools, since there's very little funding for field trips these days. And we have the schools come out during the week. We usually work with elementary schools, and they'll come out and they'll do an entire program for more than half a day. Well, they'll get to go step back in time to learn the history of the property. They'll learn exactly what life would have been like, and they'll get to kind of compare and contrast that to how they live today, and get a chance to just see some really unique things and a unique setting, especially to come out here on a farm when most people don't, anymore live in an agricultural community. And to be able to walk out here and see a big open field and see all of the farm animals and the equipment and kind of step back and see all that, it's a unique opportunity for school children, and we're very proud to be able to showcase that.
Now, do you think when the students come in, do you think that they are more wowed by the fact that there was no electricity or that there's no Wi-Fi?
I don't think they I think electricity is just taken such for granted, it doesn't even cross their mind of what they wouldn't have without it. But yeah, you tell them for the first thing, there's no Wi-Fi, no iPads, no television, and the eyes get big and the mouths drop open. Like, well, what did they do? It's a good thing for them to understand.
Don't use up data that way.
That's right. You fire up the Cowboy TV is what you do, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, chores to do that kept you busy from sun up till sundown.
That's right.
And we got to talk a little bit about some of the things going on over there. Our guest, Executive Director of Rural Hill, Jeff Thistle, is joining us. The website, ruralhill.net, so you can see all of the calendar of events, the different educational opportunities, the history. There's a ton of things on the site to hone in on. But event-wise, you have several reoccurring events, and I'm going to go through some of them. You have the Highland Echoes. It's coming up November 13th at Rural Hill. You have the Loch Norman Highland Games. That's a springtime event. It constantly occurs every April. In May, you have the North Carolina Brewers and Music Festival, a reoccurring event there. And this is all encompassed with private events that are available for people as well, weddings and such as that. But this weekend, if people are listening to the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors on WBT on a Saturday morning, this weekend, November 10 and 11, a reoccurring event, the Rural Hill Sheepdog Trials. Jeff, this is one of your favorites. Why is that?
It's one of my favorites because I think it's just one of the most unique things that happens in the Charlotte area over the course of the year. And it's just a fun way to get outside and enjoy this beautiful fall weather and see some dogs that are incredibly intelligent and doing some really unique skills in a place that you this is not something you get to see every day. So we get to actually watch dogs work sheep in a 40-acre field, taking them back, and it's a full-on competition that's sanctioned, and we have competitors that come in from all over the country to compete in this.
And you have a pretty big grouping of spectators that come in to watch the talents of these dogs help their masters manage livestock.
We do. It's open to the public. It's $11 to come in for the day, and we're going all day Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4 each day. And it's a lot of fun to come out and spend the day with this, because you're going to see these dogs working sheep. We have vendors that are very specific to dog people. We have food, we have beer and wine available, and then we have some other fun dog events, including dock diving from the Carolina Dock Dogs. And the dog agility demonstrations with frisbee and agility and all the fun stuff that goes in with that. So there's stuff to keep you busy all day long, and it's just a really, really beautiful way to take advantage of this beautiful fall weather, sit outside on a beautiful farm, 265-acre piece of property that's just outside of Charlotte, and just really just enjoy yourself. It's a fun family experience, and come out and hang out with us for the weekend.
For more information, go to Rural Hill, RURALHill.net. Jeff Thistle, thank you so much for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
Also, special thanks to Scott Jensen from Charlotte Stories for joining us, as well as the voice of the Charlotte Hornets, Chris Kroger. For TJ Boggs and DC Lucchese, this is Bill Barty saying get outdoors, pick up your trash. We'll see you next week right here on the Carolina Outdoors.